Good morning, everybody. So I was driving around with my sister. Actually, she was driving, and I was riding around with her. And things were really crazy at her job, and her kids were driving her nuts. And it was just like, she's just driving. And we come to a stoplight, and all of a sudden she goes, she's looking around. I go, "What are you looking for?" She goes, "Where are my keys?" I said, "I'd start with the ignition." And they were there. This happened to me about a month ago. I was coming out of Sam's because we had a concert. We had a lot of stuff going on. I had a whole list of all these places I had to go and pick up things. And I come out, and I'm looking through my purse. It's like, where are my keys? Oh, I hope I didn't set them somewhere in the big box store. I will never find them. So I'm walking, and it's like, oh, the ignition. Is it possible that I am now my sister? And as I got closer to the car, I could hear the hum of the car. It was not only in the ignition, it was on. The only thing that was missing were two big signs, front and back window, saying, "Take me, I'm yours." It is ready to go. Plenty of gas and ready to go. So when we get out of balance, it's not like something bad is going on. It's just that we lose our center. We're not calm anymore. We're not in the present moment. We're like way in the future and way in the past, but we're not right where we're at in that moment. And these little things that happen are wake-up calls. Little things like, where are my glasses? They're on your face, you know. Little things like you're opening the refrigerator or freezer door and you're hitting yourself in the head with it. You're falling. You're forgetting obvious things. These are just little wake-up calls that nothing wrong is going on, but at Harmony Fellowship, we talk about recognizing that we are mind, body, and spirit. We're all of those, and the idea is to balance that. Some religions believe we don't really have a body. That's just an illusion. But we believe we do have a body, and that our body contains feelings, and the feelings actually cause stress or peace. So we're either operating out of fear or love. And we also realize that the first thing we have to do is love ourselves. We also believe that God is not something outside of us, but something that's within us. So when we miss and lose our connection with what is within us, we've lost our connection with the realization that God is always with us. Some people prefer to say spirit is always with us, love is always with us, whatever you want to call it, never moves away from us, but we can actually in our minds go someplace completely different and forget about it. And it's interesting because we use a metaphysical approach a lot of times when we talk about things, how what is going on with the body is what's going on with us, depending on the part of the body that it's going on. So if you decide to take a yoga class and you've never taken one or it's been a long time, and they say, "Oh, just put your, you know, put your leg up here and just do that, you know," and the next thing you know, you're going over and falling over. They said, "Well, the way that you're able to balance yourself is from your core." And so people start doing core exercises. But they are exercising the physical body, which is very true. But in order to balance ourselves, we need to exercise our core, our spiritual core, to connect with it. We also know that our mind affects our spirit and our body also. So if we try to do that yoga pose, if we try to balance in any way, and at the same time we're telling ourselves, "There's no way I can do it, I can't do this, I can't do this, I can't do this," we won't be able to do it. So the self-talk has a big effect on our balance. So what are we saying to ourselves? So the first thing when we feel very stressed out and we're getting signals like bumping our head or tripping or missing important appointments or doing whatever, the first thing to do is always to stop. Right after you say, okay, I got it, you're trying to get my attention. And just breathe. We'll know our level of stress when we find we can't even breathe. Okay, it's that little shallow thing. And it's like, why can't I breathe deep? Because I'm under so much stress. And I've been saying so many things to myself. But I haven't been kind and loving. So we might start with something like, you're doing just fine. You're supported. You are good. Some loving words like that, as if we were our own best friend, which is what we should be. So we say those, and we just slow down, and we say, I'm going to move right into this present moment. I'm even going to close my eyes for a second. I'm going to close them, get connected with my breath, and understand that something is supporting each and every breath and every beat of my heart. There's an intelligence that I can't see and that they can't find under a microscope. And it's here for me right now. And I'm supposed to be here. And this whole life, my life, is on purpose. I have worth. I have value. And my whole purpose is to connect with what is within me and to connect with other people. Not things, not deadlines, but people. So all this acting busy and hurried isn't really accomplishing my purpose. What is missing is a list of priorities in my own life. What is the most important thing on my list? My connection with myself, my God, and others. And really being fully present when I'm with those others. Not thinking of what I did yesterday or what I should be doing right now instead of being with them, about the sales going on that I'm going to miss if I keep talking to this individual. It's like, oh, I'm taking up too much of your time. I really got to go. I remember when we first started up Harmony Fellowship, we had somebody on the board who loved to shop. She just loved it. And so at one of our board meetings, she said, you have to do something really special at Harmony Fellowship because you need to understand you're competing with Target. So she put a whole new spin on Target Market. You know, it's like, really? Our service is at 10:30-ish, okay? And they're open from 10 till 10. Are you sure we're competing with Target? Are you sure you're not thinking about yourself? You know, I didn't say, those are the, you know, that's that internal stuff where you know you got that filter. It only goes so far, you know. You make sure you have your filter on when these things are going on, for sure. So that was very interesting and enlightening as to the priorities of the person sitting in front of me. But we can do that too. We can just like spend mindless hours looking for things and rush around when it's time to go meet our friends. When really the gift was the friends and the other stuff we can always find time for. Especially with the internet. Oh my gosh, who has to leave home? But then you get caught on the internet and all of a sudden you're dealing with a machine a lot. And technology, a lot. The buzz, all the time. And again, we start to lose our connection. Just sitting and being with ourselves and not being able to do it tells us where we're at in our balance. Being able to just sit one-on-one and just fully appreciate that moment, this moment, with a lot of individuals to say, how blessed is this? How wonderful is this compared to shopping carts and things that you have to maintain and dust and throw away? How good is this? Does it get better? Are we not fulfilling our purpose? Is it that simple? And we've complicated it so much. And the good thing is, it is a really supportive system that when we get lost, all of a sudden that is when we start getting sick, our blood pressure goes up, our muscles in our shoulders, all these things, we bump into things, we say ridiculous things out loud because our filter is not in place, which is so important. We lose our authentic self and we just become a human doing instead of being. So finding our balance really is pretty easy when we understand it first means stop and listen to your body. What is it telling you? You can't argue when you're on a high wire, right? If your body says, no, you better go over this way a little bit, you better go over this way. And you find that you can balance by shifting who you are and shifting where your focus is at. Where am I? What am I focusing on here? I've been doing this all week, and my week has gone by so smoothly. It really is a huge difference. We think if we move really fast that we'll get more accomplished, but we also have found when we move really fast that we drop stuff, break stuff, and we're cleaning up the mess of the jar that we opened up and it all fell to the floor. It actually does go smoother when we can be one with the jar, when we need to be one with the jar. And that actually washing the dishes can be a very spiritual thing. Going and sitting outside can nourish our soul. Sipping a cup of tea can become the most beautiful gesture. It's amazing that we have the ability to slow down no matter what is going on. And to understand that when we're in this frame of mind, when something comes at us that we're not expecting, that we actually have the ability to respond in a variety of ways, and we get to choose how we're going to respond. So that opening quote is another good wake-up call as to, am I balanced? Am I at one? Do I understand that I am a soul, an individual expression of God expressing here, or did I get lost in my personality story? So that opening quote, if another can easily anger you, it is because you are off balance with yourself. So that should also open up compassion for ourselves. Like, okay, I just snapped at you. I'm really sorry. I don't know what it's about, but let me regroup. Or you might have been the recipient of somebody where you said something and it was like they're growling and coming at you and you're thinking, what is that? To understand it really can't possibly be you. That nobody can say words to you, words strung together in a sentence, that could possibly make you react in that way. That's hard to believe, because that's taking total responsibility. Holy cow. But if they're saying something that you are reacting to, then it's because there's an old story in your own mind that is reacting to it. There is an old hurt, somebody who criticized you, somebody who did something, a long time ago when the little kid was running around who didn't understand that maybe it was inappropriate what the person was saying and that they were saying it, just like we're talking about, out of their own loss of balance. And maybe they never had it. Maybe they didn't have a group of people that they could say, let's talk about who and what we really are. Let's stop pretending that we are just people walking around where things just happen to us. Let's stop pretending that the news is correct. Let's stop pretending that they're not airbrushing the people we're trying to look like. Let's be real. Let's really, in one space, one moment, anywhere we choose to go, stop and think about the real game of life. Could it be that our real purpose is to come here, shrug off all of the guilt, and actually move into joy? Could there actually be nothing wrong with you being happy? Could it actually be all right for you to think really good thoughts about yourself? To love yourself? To understand that, yes, you've made some mistakes, and so has everybody else. That you do way more good than you've ever harmed. And that good adds light to this world. And that comments that you make to people, reminding them of who and what they are, and just simple little acts of love, is something they can carry with them the rest of their life. That you have that kind of power in you. And that it doesn't take grand gestures. So today I'm hoping that you're feeling a little bit more peaceful and understanding that, yes, we need to exercise our body. Our body will tell us, you need to stretch me. You're getting all stiff. You need to stretch. You need to exercise your muscles. Yes, I am a body. I'm going to feed it well. I'm going to love it. I have a mind. It can carry a lot of different stories in it. It can be made very peaceful. I can simplify. And I am first and foremost a soul who has picked up this body that came in with free will and chose to come here. And the whole purpose of my coming here is to recognize this and connect with others. That's as easy as it gets. Thank you very much.